You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Thursday, March the 4th, April. We're in April already. Thursday, April the 3rd of 2025. Right now, still overcast skies here in downtown Wausau from our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 36 degrees is the temperature. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online on WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, again, on YouTube, youtube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO part of the app. I guess YouTube is an app as well. I think it's an app and a website and everything else. But
it is an app.
Yeah, you're right.
No, it's an app because we have it on our phones.
That's right.
Anything that's on our phone is technically qualified as an app.
I'm glad I got you here because technology has not been my forte. I'm too old of all this new stuff that's going on. But you can watch us on YouTube. Again, there's a Civic Media channel, but also a 98.9 WXCO channel as well. And we're on the 98.9 WXCO channel. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes at 9:21, we'll be talking to Nancy Stensel, the Marathon County Democratic Party Chair. She'll be with us coming up at 9:21. At the end of the show, we will have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on April the 3rd, this date in history. We will also look at some of the famous folks who are celebrating their birthdays, look at some of the special events being acknowledged here on the 3rd of April, and we will have our number for the day quiz. And if you're not familiar with that, at the end of the show, the very last thing we do is we have a number for the day, and we turn it into a quiz for Ian. And we give him the question, and then three choices, one of which is the correct number, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, one out of three should get 33% just by guessing. So anything above 33% for the week for Ian is called a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. But we want more than that. We want a winning week. And a winning week is 50% or higher. We've kind of altered that. It used to be above 50%. But now this week, we only have four opportunities. So it's going to be 50% or higher. You get a winning week. So that means this week, two out of four. Normally, three out of five. And then, of course, his best ever week is four out of five. And still looking for that perfect week. We're going to keep striving, right? We're going to keep striving to get that perfect week.
And they keep working towards it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Right. And, of course, during this part of the show, we like to give the topic for our number of the day quiz.
Yeah.
And today's topic is walking. Walking. A person
just
walks.
Walking.
Just walk. A person's walking, you know? Walking. So we're going to talk about
walking
that.
Walking is very good for you, too.
Yes, it is. So we're going to talk about a person's walking. So there you go. There you go. That's going to be the topic for
that
the
should be a fun topic.
Absolutely. I think, and actually, I think there's a little information there that will be a good thing as well. So so that nice. Will be it. And again, we always like to have a little fun at the end of the show, see if Ian can do it. And so far this week, 1 for 2. Yesterday, you got it
one
right.
For two.
And that's what we liked. That was a good one yesterday because last couple of weeks, you kind of struggled early in the week and then come from behind. This way, it makes it a little easier. You still got some work to do here today and tomorrow. Because
mm-hmm.
you're 1 for 2. That means if you get one more right, you'll have not just a passing grade, but also a winning week. All in one.
That's right.
Because of the 4-day week this week. And then you still have a chance to try to get to 75% if you get them both right. So,
absolutely.
But it's not going to be easy. Speaking of coming to the end of the week, we're also coming towards the end of our break into spring Text to Win statewide contest. We've been doing this 4 times a day. Both last week and now this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down to, 7 more opportunities to win an hourly prize. But also, every time that you play, you're part of the final drawing, which will come after the conclusion late tomorrow afternoon. Mm. So
we
make sure...
good prizes, too.
You're exactly right, because just for the hourly wins, you have a chance to win a Chula Vista getaway. Boy, that's a wonderful getaway.
Chula Vista is a wonderful place to stay.
Yep, you're exactly right. Also, Milwaukee Brewer club level tickets, and I've been there. Those are great tickets. I mean, it's the club level, you have the bottom tier of the stands,
mm-hmm.
and then you have that middle tier, and yeah. that's where it is, and you're right at the end of the tier. It's like the front row of that tier. So you're looking down, you're off on the third base side near home plate, actually, and it really is fantastic. And you have a chance to win those, also $100 cash, and doggone, you can spend that $100 any way you want. So it's really great prizes. Your next chance to win will be with Jane Matinere at 11 a.m., then another chance with Todd Alba at 1 p.m. and Dom Salvi at 4 p.m. And then tomorrow will be the final day at 7 a.m. with Pat Kreitlow, and then again at 11, 1, and 4. And every time that you play, if you do it every single hour, it's more opportunities for the final drawing, a grand prize drawing of a new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So, again, great grand prize, great hourly prizes, and it's really a terrific chance for you to win. Our statewide break into spring Text to Win contest, even though the weather has not exactly been breaking into spring.
It will happen eventually. We're getting into the mindset of spring.
Absolutely. By the way, when are you starting up your rehearsal process? Have you started that up yet?
It's still in the process of waiting, but...
is it almost time there to start?
Let me double check the count.
I thought it was in early April, wasn't it?
It's the 14th of April.
Oh, so mid-April.
That's a Monday, so again, about...
week and a half.
Yep. Week and a half away.
All right, very good.
So it's going to get here eventually.
Terrific. And, of course, I want to remind folks, if you missed on Monday, we had a wonderful conversation with 5 members of the cast of Wausau West High School, and they're a terrific show that it's beginning tonight, actually. That's a
nice opening.
Let me look really fast here again, because I want to get the right time and for the Wausau West Theater and All My Sons. Boy, what a wonderful show. I've read this show. I've not seen it performed live, and I'm going to go and see this one. All My Sons from Arthur Miller, one of the great American playwrights, at the Wausau West Auditorium, begins tonight at 7 p.m., opening night, Thursday night at 7 p.m., Friday night at 7 p.m. Actually, today is Thursday.
Yeah, so
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. And, boy, again, it was really great to have the kids in on Monday. Really talented folks. It should be a wonderful show. I mean, and I was dealing with one of the directors, Brad Schmicker, and he had said that, he said, it's hard, I know 5 people kind of hard, but wanted to make sure we had a couple of the Nolans, Nolan Travis and Nolan Mudler, who he said they've been really sort of they're seniors now, and they've been such foundational pieces for the building of this theater program, but also wanted to have the next generation, the people that are coming up. And yeah. It was so wonderful to hear that. And you know it, and I know it, what these experiences mean for the young people in terms of the opportunities to perform. And
we
to,
do.
And
it's
to,
a very
and to,
transformative
yeah.
experience.
And to be able to get these great relationships and the such. So, again, want to make sure that we have, you know, try to get out there. Get to the Wausau West Auditorium tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. And, again, coming up next week, we'll have an opportunity to speak to some young people for some plays. I don't have my schedule in front of me, but it's always great to have young people come in and talk here on the radio and get this opportunity, and to let you folks out there know as well about the opportunities to see some really, really good theater and support the young people in our area.
Yeah. Now, spring is usually one of the busiest times for theater, especially in the high schools and also in the community theaters as well.
You're right, and I think it's on Monday. Again, don't hold me to this, folks, but I believe on Monday that we'll be speaking to folks involved with the children's theater production, if I'm not mistaken. And I do think as well, perhaps sometime next week, we're hoping to have an opportunity to talk to some folks involved in the D.C. Everest. They're doing, I think, 9 to 5, if I'm not mistaken, coming up here.
River and
Woods. That's River and Woods. Oh, River and Woods. You're right. River and Woods. Let me look back here. Man, it's like so
I
much stuff
DC
going
Everest
on.
Doing a spring show, but
yep.
I don't remember what it
and
is.
And Marshall Delona. Yep, DC Everest. And we're working with him because next week their show is going to be going on All Shook Up.
Oh.
So, yes, All Shook Up is from DC Everest.
I remember doing that show when I was in high school at DC Everest. That was one. A junior show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, so we're going to talk. Yep, exactly right.
That was a fun show.
Brenton Canese will be with us on Monday, along with actors Jenna Gravine, Maddie Fleece, and Lucy Olson, to talk about the Enchanted Bookshop on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking perhaps on Tuesday or Wednesday, hopefully. I'm still waiting to get the final word for Marshall about All Shook Up, so sometime next week as well. So again, we try to bring on the folks involved in government and politics, but also try to bring the folks on involving some local theater productions as well. So should be a nice week next week talking about those shows.
Very cool.
It was a busy week politically because we had the big election night on Tuesday. So we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more with Nancy Stensel, the chair of the Marathon County Democratic Party. We'll talk to Nancy coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21, and very happy to welcome back, as we do every other Thursday, the chairperson of the Marathon County Democratic Party, Nancy Stensel. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for always having me.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, I know that you and so many other people work so hard in the run-up to every election, but this election especially on Tuesday. And one of the things, and I should have looked it up, but I was looking at some of the numbers in terms of the vote totals. A lot of people did come out and vote on Tuesday, didn't they?
It was extremely busy. I am a poll worker, and it was steady all day. It felt like last November.
And that is wonderful, because so often in the spring you see such a low turnout, and often that does skew the results, because if you don't have at least close to the average number of people, and I know a lot of people always talk about, well, we should be higher and higher. I tend to look at it kind of a little differently, because no matter what, there's always going to be that number that doesn't vote. I mean, we can't make it out.
No matter what.
And you can't assume that they're going to vote one way or the other. Hey, if you get 70, 75%, I think that's still fantastic. And in a spring election, whatever the number is, it tends to be way, way down. And again, that was one of the surprising things when I went and voted. It's like, hey, this is very busy. When you hear stories that in one part of the state, they had to actually get more ballots.
Yes. You hate to see people wait, but that's actually a good thing that they had that many. And I know where I work as a poll worker, we were extremely busy all day. But our clerk does a phenomenal job. She sets things up. We have enough volunteers. We can switch out. People get a little bit of a break in that. But it was steady right up to the end.
And real quickly, I'm glad you mentioned that. There, again, was a very fair and clean election. No doubt. But that's been the case election after election. And that really, again, is annoying when you hear people that try to cut down the folks that, like yourself and others who run these elections, because that is personal, in my opinion.
It is, because, you know, like our clerk too, you know, you get to know her and you know how hard she works at doing this. And could a mistake happen somewhere? Yeah, we're all human.
But there's no massive voter fraud, that's for sure.
No, no, not at all. It would be something minor, and it would be caught. If something would slide through, it gets caught at the next level or the next level. It's not going to sail through.
And by the way, I started this off, and I always tend to get on these tangents, but I was saying about how hard you and others work. And after November, to have the results that we saw in the state Supreme Court race has to just be, it has to make you just almost blow up.
Because
sometimes, like, I think in November, it's like, I worked so hard, and yet the results weren't there that you wanted to see.
It was crippling to so many people.
Yes.
It really was.
And then to have the positive reinforcement that, hey, the people are listening, that they're paying attention, because sometimes you wonder if they're paying attention when you say, you shake your head over some results. And here to have not only a victory, but a massive victory.
A massive victory.
Amazing, huh?
You know, by far she is the better candidate, truly is. And then just all the negativity and whatnot that surrounded it, and then all the money that came in from Elon Musk, it sent such a clear message to the entire nation. And the entire nation has been watching that this is not going to fly.
I got a message from a person in New Jersey on Tuesday asking if I had voted.
Oh,
somebody I didn't even know. But it's like on the social, and I said, why did you send it out, this message? And she's, well, I made calls for Janet 2 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
I want to make sure that it's like, you know, it's like wow, really, really cool stuff indeed. And the thing about it as well is the reason I was surprised at the margin being almost the same as it was for Janet 2 years ago is, yes, Schimmel is not a great candidate in terms of the job, but he was, I think, a stronger political candidate because he did have a record of winning statewide and also has probably greater name recognition. And Dan Kelly was almost a joke, actually, 2 years ago.
Right,
and
he
yet,
was.
And yet the vote was almost the same.
I
thought that showed even a greater victory than maybe 2 years ago.
Yes, it definitely did, definitely. And I think we all sat on needles and pins, and you know, like after the polls closed, you know, I left shortly thereafter, stopped at the store and came home. And within an hour of those polls closing. My phone all of a sudden started blowing. I thought, what's going on? Maybe I should turn the TV on and see what the election results are. It's like I'm looking at my phone. It's like I couldn't believe it that it was called that fast.
And even looking at some of the results, I was following the results early, and it was a good start. I'm thinking, well, I mean, depends where the votes came from, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden it just kept on moving up and moving up. We got about a minute before we have to take a timeout, but what is the message? And I think you kind of touched on it, but the main message that people should take away from those results?
That money, there's people power. Money is not going to rule.
And it goes back to something that one time, I think like a month ago or so, it was after an event where Judge Crawford came to the Marathon County Democratic headquarters, and you talked about how it was packed.
But, it was.
But when you look at the numbers, you think, well, again, it was like 70, because you have a small room. You don't have a huge room.
Right, but we had her here again.
But the point I want to really make quickly is that 75 people or 100 people or 125 people who then go out and talk to... had the power to beat $25 million from the world's richest man.
Yes.
I mean, that says something. And even beyond the political aspect, I think that says something about the system that is good, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
We're going to come back and talk more with Nancy Stensel. I want to kind of talk about, again, a little bit more about this election, but also what happens next now as we go. Because here in Wausau, you have a chance to talk about the budget, and that's important. And I want to talk about that and a whole bunch more with Nancy Stensel coming up here in just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Talking to Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel. Something I just said to you. You look at 55-45, you think, hey, easy win. They're never easy, are they?
No. Oh, my gosh, no. We fight for every single vote in every single way that we can. Attain one.
And you were talking about there has to be multiple ways to do it. And
right.
I think, again, to win these elections, especially in a state like Wisconsin, what have you learned over the years that maybe
can't put all your eggs in one basket? First and foremost, we canvass. That's the most measurable. Okay. But, you know, you need to follow up with people. You know, the phone banking helps. We have an older population, postcards work, you know, every little bit helps.
In terms of people paying attention, because again, it feels like it's been a long time.
I know, I thought
time.
They weren't paying attention,
were. But it feels like it's been such a long grind already for 2.5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that it made me feel good, and I think probably makes you feel good as well, is that there's often this thought that people are not paying attention. But you don't get this kind of result with going up against this money unless people
they
were
are
paying
because
attention.
It's affecting more people. The policies... The idea boat that's floating through is just not a good one. And it's affecting real people, and that's they're standing up and they're being heard.
By the way, after the results come in, my first thought is, and normally, I remember back in the 2010 election, and Barack Obama had the wherewithal and the self-awareness to say, hey, we got whipped tonight. And we have to think differently, maybe, in terms of trying to make sure that we get to the people.
Admitted he made a mistake.
And I thought, well, maybe guys like Trump and Musk will say,
Oh, I don't think they will.
I know. But maybe that, hey, you're going to think a little differently. And then yesterday he comes out with his... His the Trump tax increase. I'm not going to call them tariffs. The Trump tax increase. But you were just saying about how these policies do affect average people.
They do.
And we're going to see that explode based on this, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And people are standing up and taking notice. Yeah, I mean, I think they were looking for change. I don't know what they thought they were going to get. But now they saw what they're going to get. And, you know, the prices are going up in the grocery store, Gas has not gone down. I don't know if eggs have gone down much, but...
I will say, we heard this morning that eggs have gone down, but it's not because of anything Donald Trump did. It's because it's because of the chicken flu or whatever it is, that it's backed away. So it's nothing to do with the policies of the Trump administration. But again, we're going to see the effects of this continue.
Yeah, we are. We are. And, you know, like we were talking before off air, too, that... Like, you know, the Social Security, things that this is really hitting people. We've got a large amount of baby boomers. I have a friend that lives in another state that relies totally on Social Security. And I didn't realize how much she really panicked. And she had messaged me yesterday. She goes, my check is in the bank. Okay.
By the way, and I said to you off the air, and I'm going to say it here on the air because I do think that I and others have to keep saying this, that one of the people that is the face of the Trump administration, because it says everything about what the Trump administration is their Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent.
Yep.
He is a billionaire. And, of course, we saw that video
What's the big deal about,
Well, if you don't get your Social Security check one time, I mean, it'll eventually come. And the people that I know, my mother-in-law, she wouldn't complain about it. She would just, you know, she'll get it eventually. and then he says that if you are somebody that would complain, that somebody that would say, hey, where is my Social Security check, then you're a fraudster. And again, and I'm thinking, why aren't Democrats pointing this guy out every single day? Because this morning on the top of the hour news, I heard him defending all these tariffs, defending that, hey, don't worry about it. Hey, there may be some pain here early on, but eventually
it's going to hurt a little bit at first.
But I just, and one of the things this week, and I wanted to get your opinion on, was what Cory Booker did. Getting attention, doing something where people were listening to what he had to say because he did something special. Boy, Democrats have to do that over and over again, don't they?
Over and over. You know, the only thing, one big takeaway was I felt bad for him, and I felt bad for Susan Crawford because it's like happening at the same time. They should each have their own day. What he did is so amazing.
And again, I think as we move forward, the communication aspect, and again, me being in communication,
we need to keep the momentum up. We need to keep saying, hey, you know, we did this.
It's not enough just to say, you know, well, Donald Trump's doing all these things that are unpopular. And eventually
what are we doing that's good?
Exactly.
And we need to sing it loud.
And I think as we, let's kind of turn to the future, because as I said, it's interesting that coming up, there's going to be a state budget hearing here in Wausau.
In Wausau, yes. And there hasn't been in years, because I was trying to think, did I miss one? But it had to been after, right around 2012 or so was the last one we had here.
So as we look to this budget battle, and I'm going to ask you your opinion, because often, you know, the governor will use his line item veto, but he does have the opportunity, if he wants to veto the entire budget.
Yeah.
As we go into this process, in order to get, I think, the strongest budget, and also maybe, again, I don't think it's unfair to say the strongest political statement, because we do have a governor's race coming up next year. Do you think maybe the governor should think about being a little stronger in the pushback against some of these, I would call them, rich people first policies that Robin Voss tries to push into these budgets?
Yes, I do think so. I'm curious, because as you said, well, there's an election coming up. So what, we're going to be careful? I think we need to look, no matter where we're at in an election cycle, out of it, are we doing what's best for the people in the state of Wisconsin? That's the bottom line.
Right. But how do we do that with the
pushback? By doing the right thing. and saying it loud and saying, this is why I'm doing it.
The state budget hearing in Wausau will be coming up on the 29th at NTC from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And this is a great opportunity. As you said, the folks that live within our voice on this radio station normally would have to travel a long way.
Yes.
The Republicans have done that over the last number of budget cycles, where you'd probably have to travel at least 2 hours to get to the closest budget hearing. This is a great opportunity.
It is.
And again, part of our system is about having our voices be heard. And whether it's voting, whether it's protesting, because that's part of what you do as well. But here in this case, and especially, frankly, especially if there are Republicans sitting behind that dais,
yes,
they have to hear from the people. Because otherwise, it's really easy for them just to listen to Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu. Okay, this is what we're doing.
This is what's going to happen.
But if they actually hear from people over and over and over again, I still believe that does have an impact.
And stop hiding on us. We just want some answers. You know, it's nobody's going to walk in the door and beat you up, but you're going to answer some questions, okay? And that is our right as citizens to ask those questions and to have them answered.
And I know that when you came in here that there's still events and activities going on that you want to make sure
April
people
5th,
know about it.
Yeah, April 5th at noon on Rib Mountain Drive. We will have a rally. It's the hands-off rally. It is nationwide that this is happening. They are happening all over the state of Wisconsin, too. So, I mean, you don't have to travel far.
For people that don't know what the meaning is, what does the meaning hands-off?
Hands-off. Hands-off my Social Security. Hands-off Medicaid. Hands-off everything else that's going to hurt me.
And that's the thing that's been so disconcerting.
Yes.
Is that... that you can disagree with the Republicans who are currently in the slight majority, both in the House and the Senate, but especially the House right now, because it feels like they are allowing Donald Trump and Elon Musk to take away powers that they have.
Yes.
I mean, I don't understand the thinking behind that. I don't understand why they feel like we can't do anything to even show our independence in, not even in terms of the policy, but in the way that Trump and Musk are doing things. Because I don't think it's about they disagree with the policy, but I can't imagine that you would allow this to happen. It is a poison on the system. And I think the term hands off is perfect on this. Because,
it is.
Because even it's not just Democrats, but Republicans. Tom Tiffany should stand up and say, hey, I may agree with what your goals are, but you're not doing it the right way.
Exactly. But he walks lockstep.
I know. And when I say Tom Tiffany's doing that, I obviously know that he's never going to do that. but a Republican, I would think that would make, I shouldn't be giving advice here, but I would think that would make him a lot more popular with
it
the general
would.
Public.
He tells his constituents he's doing what's best. Never really says what he's doing. He's still worried about, you know, Biden and the border. But, you know, even when we had a rally there a few weeks ago, you know, and people went up very respectfully in twos and threes just to air some concerns. At the end, we were told, we have work to do. I am your work. Hello, I'm your constituent.
And I have to say, and I said this to you off the air, I was so impressed with the people that were there.
Yes.
Not only the number of the people, but the way that the people talked and the people, you know, talking to them and hearing why they were there. Because there were some folks that came a long way.
A long ways. There were some people that came all the way, like from Ashland, to come down and talk. And, you know, when you think about it, in the 7th Congressional District, that's his office is way down here. That's a long drive for those people. And
I've never understood folks like Tiffany that won't be willing to have a discussion on ideas. Because if you truly believe in what you are pushing, shouldn't you be able to have that conversation and explain to these folks why
you're doing what you're doing?
I mean, and at the very least, even if you end up separating, disagreeing, at least you had the discussion.
Exactly.
And as a representative, that is the lowest bar
possible. That's your job. Yeah.
Yeah, the lowest bar.
I mean, people are not always going to agree. But you have that right to air what you want. I have the right to say what. You know,
again, what the hands-off rally again, just for people who
is
maybe
at noon on Saturday the 5th on Rib Mountain Drive.
Can they find out information? Or do you have postings
on? Yes, you can go to North Central Wisconsin Indivisible and everything is on there. It's also on Facebook. Just check out The Indivisible. Hands Off 2025 also has maps you can click on, the state of Wisconsin, and you can find events all over.
What else is going on? Because I know you're always very busy. Anything else now that the election's over that people should be thinking about or being involved with?
Well, yeah, get involved with the Democratic Party. That would be a great idea. And just to keep that momentum up, keep talking, and don't just sit home now and think just because we won something, we don't have to do anything more. We've got lots of work to do.
Well, that's the thing we were talking as well, that there's this cycle that, great, we won, and then all of a sudden you bask in the glow of it, and then all of a sudden the cycle goes back. I mean,
right.
It's just the way it is in this country, and I find it kind of frustrating because I tend to think that people should have a core set of beliefs and also take a look at who actually delivers for the people.
Right. Yeah.
And there's records. And unfortunately,
voting record. Yeah. That'll tell you right there.
What are they delivering for you? What are they actually believing in and making your lives easier? And I just somehow... And again, one of the positive aspects of Tuesday was the idea that people are paying attention.
But they really are.
We need that to continue election after election.
Yes, we need to keep reminding them to stay engaged.
And not only that, in terms of the everyday aspects, engaged in what's happening in Madison, in terms of making a call to, heck, our state senator here is not maybe somebody.
Yeah, make a call. And if you're worried about doing that, I've told a lot of people, they go, I'm too nervous to do it. Well, you can always call after hours and leave a message.
Right.
Write it down in front of you, your little bullet points of what you want to say, and then that helps you stay on task.
And just stay on the facts, because we got the facts here, right?
Yeah.
There you go. And again, folks, if they want to get more involved with the party, what should they do?
They can contact the Marathon County Democrats. We're on Facebook. We have the website, Marathon Dems, or give us a call. We're in the phone book.
Find out more. Hey, just always, find out more. Maybe get involved in some way. That'd be a terrific way to move forward. And that's always move forward.
Yep. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Well, Nancy, it's great to talk to you after this good week. And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Thank you.
The time is 9:49. We'll have our daily history lesson and number for the day quiz with Ian coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back to Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Thursday, April the 3rd, 2025. It is day number 93 of this year. There are 272 days remaining in the year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, way back in 1882, the outlaw Jesse James was killed by Robert Ford for a $5,000 reward. On this date in 1953, TV Guide debuted. Sad day on this date in 1969. Is it before I was born, but still a sad day. Star Trek was canceled.
Oh, man.
The best of its three TV seasons was 1966. When the show reached as high as number 62 in the ratings. So basically, it was very lucky to get through more than 1 year. But then, of course, it never died. When it became syndicated, people started watching it and became very popular.
Yeah.
And then, of course, about a decade later, they had the first Star Trek movie, and it continues to this very day being very popular.
Absolutely.
On this date in 1973, the first portable cell phone call was placed in New York City. On this date in 1996, suspected Unabomber Ted Kaczynski was arrested at his Montana cabin. On this date in 2016, the Panama Papers were published. 11.5 million leaked documents detailing financial and attorney-client information for more than 214,000 offshore entities. The documents contain personal financial information about wealthy individuals and public officials that had previously been kept private. A few folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Jane Goodall, the anthropologist, is 91 years old today. Singer Wayne Newton still performs in Vegas, 83 years old today. Actor Alec Baldwin is 67. David Hyde Pierce, Frasier star, but also great Broadway performer as well. David Hyde Pierce is 66. Eddie Murphy, 64 years old today. Actor Jenny Garth of Beverly Hills 90210 is 53. Also Colby Smulders of How I Met Your Mother and Marvel movies is 43. Amanda Bynes, actor, is 38. And celebrity offspring Paris Jackson, daughter of Michael Jackson, 27 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Aren't you going to say happy birthday?
I'm sorry. I was just trying to say happy birthday.
Because they would be distracted. If they were they would have been disappointed.
Oh my gosh,
April the 3rd, and then get a happy birthday
for
me.
I deserve that.
Special events today. American Circus Day. Good People Day. I like that one. Mm. Day of Hope. Another good one.
Absolutely.
Fish Fingers and Custard Day.
Maybe not that.
Find a Rainbow Day. Mm. Don't go to work unless it's fun day.
Our work is usually pretty fun.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. It is Film Score Day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite film score?
Ooh.
A movie has great music in it?
Honestly, I think any of the Star Wars movies have great music.
Yeah, they do.
I know
do.
That John Williams is... I think he's actually done almost all of the music for the Star Wars movies and TV shows, and I think that music is some of my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You don't even have to watch the movie. You just listen to the music. You can tell what a scene it is.
I like the original Superman.
Mm.
Then you hear that score, that theme, you can't help but get excited.
That one just gives you goosebumps.
There you go. All right, it is now time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And, of course, every day we give Ian three choices for our number for the day. One is correct, two are incorrect. And today a chance to improve is 1 for 2 this week. And if he gets it right today, give him a passing grade for the week and also a winning week. So a lot on the line here.
Walking.
Yep. Okay, our number for the day is... the number of miles the average person walks in a year. So the average person, the number of miles. So take all the steps you take each and every day, walking to your car, walking through the supermarket, walking.
Okay.
The number of miles the average person walks in a year.
What are my choices?
Is the correct answer 300 miles? Is the correct answer 600 miles? Is the correct answer 900 miles?
Well, there's a lot of steps, but I don't have a lot of time here, so I just got to go with my instincts again. I'm going to say 900 miles. I'm going to go with C.
Oh.
In my final answer, I'm going to go with C.
Going for the big number today.
Yep.
All right, the number of miles the average person walks in a year is 900 miles.
Jeez, that was right.
I throw you off.
No, honestly, just following my instincts.
You got it right.
The pressure element, it really did help again.
So you have a passing grade for the week, and you got a winning week.
Yes, I do.
We want to go for a 3-for-4 week tomorrow, right?
Indeed.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.